This is your singing Santa, Eddie Kendricks, wishing you the best Christmas ever and good vibrations for the coming year.
Snoke Buzu Chavis and the Magic Sounds. With the Hee Haw Breakdown, Zydeco Hee Haw from a few years ago from Nok Buzu. And right before that, we had some Temptations with some Sounds of the Season, their version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And Antoine Fats Domino from New Orleans, the Louisiana Music Hall of Famer, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, charter member, 60 million songs in his career. But he put out a Christmas CD a few years ago. Christmas is a Special Day is the name of the CD. Came out on CSP Records out of Forney, Texas in 2006. And he did Frosty the Snowman. So we're playing a little bit of Christmas music here on the Zydeco Stomp. Just a few days from Christmas. Herman Fuselier here with you on KRVS. Special guest in the studio. She's a singer, songwriter. You still a science teacher?
I still, yeah.
Still a science teacher. Now, should I give it away to people? Ask me all the time who the voices are on the Zydeco Stomp. Should I tell them who does the?
I don't know. Should you?
Well, let's let people hear it. I know, and they love it. They really ask for it all the time. Hold on.
Oh, somebody passed me the Strawberry Hill.
Will it reveal now? That's the voice of Yvette Landry, and she's here in the studio. What's going on, Yvette?
Oh, not too much. Every time you play it, I'll get a text that says, "Was that just you on Herman Fuselier Show?"
That's you. That's you.
That's me.
That's indeed. So it's so good to see you. Merry Christmas to you. What's been going on? It's been a while since we've been able to visit.
Yeah, we haven't visited in a while. You know, I've got a lot of stuff happening right now. I'm back in the studio. I have a new CD that should be coming out, hoping before Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras is early this year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
After the first of the year, I should be getting ready to press it and get it out there. And then I've been I wrote a book.
Yeah, and congratulations.
So, yeah, that's out. That just came out like yesterday, so I'm super excited about that. And
cool,
still teaching and playing music and just been super busy.
Now, what's the name of your CD and kind of what can we expect from it? That first one was out of sight. It was just tremendous.
Oh, thank you. The new CD is going to be entitled No Man's Land.
No Man's Land.
No Man's Land.
Okay.
And yeah, it's got 12, it's 13 songs, and it's got 12 originals on it, and I recorded one that was written by some friends of mine just because I really loved it, and so that's the only one that's not mine on the CD, but the rest of them are mine, and I forgot where I was going with that, but there it is.
Well, tell us about the song we're going to play coming up next, and some of the, you brought out the all-stars for this one.
You know what, when I went into the studio last time to make a CD, I had no idea what I was doing. I just went in and recorded the songs, and when I went in this one, I really didn't have too much of an idea of what I was doing, but I did have an idea of what I wanted. And when I wrote this song that's coming up that's called Yeah, You're Right, I had an idea of what I wanted it to sound like in my head. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, well, who can I get to play that could make it sound like what I want it to sound like? So the first person I called was Gino Delafosse. And I said, hey, Gino, do you want to come play a little bit of accordion on this tune with, you know, that I wrote? And he said, absolutely.
Cool.
So then we laid down some tracks, and my drummer and my bass player said, you know, Yvette, we just don't have it. You know, could you... Maybe somebody else would be better. So I called Gino back, and I said, hey, do you want to play drums too? And he said, sure.
Okay.
And then I thought, well, if we're going to get Gino to play drums, we might as well get Pop to play bass. Hey. So I called Pop, and he said, absolutely. And then, you know, so we laid down the guitar with the bass and the drum tracks, and then I started thinking about, Joel Savoy, I recorded at Joel's place, and he said, well, what else do you want in here? I said, well, I want guitar. He goes, well, who do you want? And I said, who do I want? I want Little Buck Sinagawa. And he goes, well, call him. And I said, I don't know him.
Yeah.
So he said, well, doggone any of it, make it happen.
Yeah,
so, you know, I called a few friends, called around, got his number, and I gave him a call, and I said, Little Buck, this is Yvette Landry. And you could hear crickets chirping in the background. And he said, who? I said, this is Yvette Landry. I said, do you have any idea who I am? I said, you know, I play with this band. I said, you have no clue who I am, huh? He goes, nope.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm recording a song, and I'd like for you to play. Do you want to play? And there was a pause, and he goes, what time you want me there?
Oh, go ahead.
So, you know, so I got Buck, and then we listened to the song, and I said, man, I really would like a Hammond B3 organ on that thing, and who else do you ask but Eric Adcock?
That's the one and only, yes, indeed.
So I pulled a bunch of people together that had never played music together before.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You would think
that's
that
amazing.
Musicians over here all have played with, you know,
right.
in each other's bands,
right.
but no.
Yeah.
Gino told me, he said, you know, I never played with Buck before, and that was quite an experience.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that moment, you know.
Well, that's cool. You brought the all-stars together, so the name of it, Yeah, You're Right.
Yeah, You're Right.
From the forthcoming CD, No Man's Land. Let's check it out. Yvette Landry on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS.
bullets in a pocket knife. 53 gets in the 58 mic. Singing about what an ex told me. He said, you ain't nothing in love.
See y'all shuffling on that one. Can even swing out a little bit. From the forthcoming Yvette Landry CD, No Man's Land. Yeah, you're right. Yvette, that's sounding pretty good.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah, nice little shuffle beat to it, and we were talking off the mic. I stopped you from telling the story about when Lil Buck came in just to...
Yeah, you know, he walked into the studio, and I had never met Buck, and he had never met me, and he never heard the song. You know, he just came in with his guitar and his amp, and we went in the little room, and he sat down, and I said it was a special moment for me because he was, you know, sitting in a chair next to his amp, and I just had my guitar, and I was sitting on the floor, and I started playing, and he just started just jamming right there with me,
oh,
and
my
heart just skipped a beat, you know, and and after we recorded it, we did a couple of takes and everything, and he was leaving the studio, and he looked at me, he said, let me tell you something, little girl, you taught Lil Buck something today. He said, I ain't never played that kind of music before, you know, we were all just,
Which is hard to believe from Lil Buck, because, I mean, Clifton Chenier, Buckwheat Zydeco, Paul Simon, I mean, we could talk all afternoon about all the musicians he played with and really hundreds, if not thousands, of records he's been
amazing. On. Amazing. I don't think I slept for 3 days. You know, to think about, you know, I've got Lil Buck on my CD.
Yes,
holy
indeed.
Moly. You know, like, wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So the early part of the year, we're looking at this coming up?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good, good. So what else been happening for you? I know you play, and so let people know the other band you play with. And y'all, one band you had at the Liberty, I think, last Saturday, because
right.
I almost emceed that one, but ended up emceeing the one before that. But heard some of it on the radio.
So the first band I ever joined with was the Lafayette Rhythm Devils.
Okay.
And that was about close to 9 years ago now.
Okay.
And still
years.
Playing with them.
Yeah.
And then I play with a band called Bonsoir Catin, which is another Cajun band. I play bass guitar in there. Then I have my own band, which is the Yvette Landry Band, and it's mostly, you know, country,
yeah,
old school kind of country stuff, yeah, and whatever,
real, the
whatever,
real country,
the real country, like I like to call it.
Yes,
and then I play with a couple of other little three pieces around town. I play accordion with a little band called Trocanai with Christine Balfa and Al Berard and my son Trevor Landry.
Now, how long that's been? I don't think I know about that.
That just kind of popped up like mushrooms, you know. They just kind of popped up a couple months ago, and then I do something too with Randy Vedrine in a little band called Frisson.
Okay,
I play accordion in those, and yeah, you know, just kind of keep it, change it up, keep it fresh, stay busy.
So singer, songwriter, science teacher, accordion player, guitarist, what else?
Author.
Author, yeah. Tell us a little bit about that book, too.
Yeah, you know, that all comes from playing music. I went up to Maine and stayed with a family, and they had these two little boys, and they were just, you know, wild and crazy, and I ended up... one of them, it's such a crazy story. We were over there, and the little boy was being potty trained.
Uh-oh.
And he didn't want to go unless the Asian lady was with him. Mm. And I kept asking, I said, why do they call me the Asian lady?
Uh-huh.
And the mom said, well, we've been telling them that the Cajun lady was coming, but they don't know what Cajun is, so they think you're an Asian lady. But anyway, you know, we went in the room, and he just looked at me, and he said, hey, Asian lady, can you tell me a story about Asian land?
Mm.
So he kind of put me on the spot, and I made up this little story, and when I got home, I typed it up to send to him, in the process of having somebody just kind of edit it for me and check, you know, for errors,
yeah,
it evolved into a fully illustrated children's book. And
wow,
it's a sort of a semi-true, semi-made-up story about a ghost tree in the swamps of Catahoula.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And the name of it is?
It's called The Ghost Tree.
The Ghost Tree.
Yeah, and it's available right now. Well, it's available on Amazon.com right now. If you Google Yvette Landry and books, it'll come up.
Yeah.
And so you can order it on Amazon, and in a couple of weeks I'll have a bunch of books over here, and we're going to put them up at Barnes & Nobles and sell them at local stores around here.
Okay,
so, yeah,
cool.
I'll have it up on my website where you'll be able to find it. And that's just YvetteLandry.com.
Well, it sounds good. Yvette, we're always so proud of you. Just don't forget about the little people me when you get up there. You're well on your way. We got to get you to Nashville. What you've done the... what's the big one in Baton Rouge, the big country fest?
Bayou Country Superfest.
Yeah, you had done that last year.
I did, yeah, 2 years ago, I think
it was. Okay, it's been 2 years already.
Yeah.
Plus some other good gigs you've had.
Yeah, you know, Jazz Fest, I'll be going back there again this year.
Wow.
I've done that for the last couple of years.
Which is hard in itself just to get in.
Yeah, every time I get that phone call, I just, have to prop myself up so I don't fall on the floor. And then I did a festival up in Rochester, New York, which is a Rochester Jazz Festival, which is just as big as New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Okay.
Did that, and, you know, travel. I forgot to say that I played with Balfa Tejor, too. And
yes.
We were over in Russia in February of this year, in Siberia.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Bringing our music over there.
Jeffrey Broussard was with y'all, too.
Yeah, we played with Jeffrey Broussard, too. Yeah,
yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, but cold, because I talked to Jeffrey after, and he said, never no more.
Yeah.
Too cold, too cold. I don't think it got above zero the whole time.
Oh, no, it was like negative 30. The whole time.
I can't imagine.
It was pretty interesting. They had a city, an entire city in Siberia made of ice sculptures.
Wow.
And they just stayed for months at a time, for 6 months, because the temperature never got above, you know, freezing, ever.
Gee whiz. And I'm sure the food was good over there.
It really was, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, there were a couple of places that were a little sketchy, but we were able to eat at some pretty nice restaurants over there. So.
Oh, all right. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Well, Yvette, it's sure been a pleasure to have you visit with us. Can we do another song off the CD?
We can. Why don't you, I tell you what, you can go ahead and do the first cut, maybe.
Okay, number one. All right. I got it queued up. And while the CD's resetting, what's coming up for Yvette Landry next month or two or so? Although we already talked about a lot of it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, I mean, I have gigs everywhere, and hopefully I'll be doing a couple of book signings here and there. It's
cool.
Don't have anything written in stone yet, but check the website.
YvetteLandry.com.
And Facebook,
On Facebook, too. Well, congratulations
Thank
on everything.
You.
Again, this is the forthcoming CD, No Man's Land, Yvette Landry, here on the Zydeco Stomp, the Strawberry Hill Lady. Now y'all know who it is.
Did you think? This is Lil Nathan with Lil Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers, and you're listening to the Zydeco Stump with Herman Fugere on KRVS 88.7 FM. Do it!
torch. I'ma take it. All obstacles in my way, I'ma shake it. Don't need no push. It's not relief, I'ma make it. From age down to the booth, I'm doing it, and I just can't fake it.
Zydeco Big Timers. They don't want none. Two in a row from Lil Nate's latest CD, Go Hard or Go Home, liner notes written by yours truly, and before that, Ugly Ways, Vilain Moyer, Lil Nate, and the Zydeco Big Timers on the Zydeco Stomp. And I want to say thanks one more time to Yvette Landry. To enjoyed my visit with Yvette, the Strawberry Hill lady, and she's got that forthcoming CD, forthcoming book, a lot of good stuff happening for a good person, Yvette Landry. And we'll hear more from Yvette as that CD and book comes out. Merry Christmas to you, Yvette. Good to visit with you. And let's continue. Let's get back to a little more Christmas music. Earlier, we played some Temptations doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but everybody likes this version of a Christmas classic by the Temptations, Silent Night, here on KRVS 88.7 FM. Zydeco Stomp.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, we'll be right back.
White Aretha Franklin from right here in Lafayette. Charlene Hall. With a voice like no other.
Yeah, yeah.
From a CD that came out in 2005, Charlene Howard, My Christmas Angel, her version of Oh Holy Night. Charlene Howard sounding good as always. And before that, another song always popular around this time of year from The Temptations, taken from a collection called The Best of The Temptations, the Christmas collection, and they did for us their version of Silent Night. And to the Christmas dedication, the Mr. Floyd Anderson called in a few minutes ago. He had been working out in New Orleans on a big project, and he wanted to send out a dedication to Daniel Nolasco and all the gangs that he was working with in New Orleans, now heading back to Houston. So, Mr. Floyd, that goes out again to Daniel Nolasco, all the guys heading to Houston. Merry Christmas and happy 2013 to everybody in the gang. Let's get back into more Zydeco. I remember spending many Christmas Eves and Christmas days at this place. Richard's Club, the Grand Ole Opry of Zydeco in Lawtel. Now Miller Zydeco Hall of Fame. Like Bojack says, Richard's Club, that's the place that the people love. Get it, Bojack, on the Zydeco Stone.
Bonjour, vous autres, ça ici, c'est Horace Trahan. Vous autres, pouvez écouter un de mes bons amis, Mr. Herman Fuselier, sur le Zydeco Stomp Programme, sur KRVS 88.7 FM.
I don't like golf. I don't like swimming. I just like chasing them big butt women. We gonna do that butt. We're gonna do that butt thing.
Country love.